This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:20 right now. You're with The Morning Run. Melissa, Joyce and Sharad here with you as we take a look at Dr. Mahathir's announcement over the weekend that the country no longer has an attorney general at the moment and that some names are being considered to determine the suitability of candidates. However, at this point in time, it's not clear whether Apandi Ali's services have been terminated or whether he took a leave of absence. But in either scenario, the rule of law demands that due process must be adhered to. And to help us better understand the issues at play here when it comes to appointing the next Attorney General, we have on the line Eric Paulson, Executive Director of Lawyers for Liberty. Good morning, Eric. I'd like your thoughts, Eric. Do we have an Attorney General at the moment? For me, it's very unclear.
Well, I would think not, because clearly the Attorney General is a political appointee. Yes, it is a position that is mandated in the Constitution, but as far as Apandi Ali is concerned, he was appointed by the previous Prime Minister, Najib Razak. And clearly, the present Prime Minister, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, does not have confidence in his ability as the Attorney General. And therefore, I'm sure this Dr. Mahathir would advise the Agong accordingly, and then he should leave.
Eric, how long can a government go without an AG?
Well, I don't think there is a specific timeline, but it should be as soon as possible because at the end of the day, you're talking about a very important position and the AG should be appointed as soon as possible.
Now, Eric, you know, making reference to Pakatan Harapan's manifesto, they did mention the Attorney General's office. They talked about splitting the prosecutorial side from the advisory role that they play. They talk about Parliament being responsible for electing or selecting a Attorney General and then also giving them ministerial status. Well, what do you understand by this? Does that sound like a good plan?
Well, definitely. This is actually a promise to state. It says that memisahkan pejabat pendakwa raya negara daripada pejabat peguam negara. Essentially, what it means is that because currently in Malaysia, under the federal constitution, it is the AG holds a dual role. He or she is the top legal advisor for the government. So that means the government is his client. But while at the same time, he's also the head of the public prosecution. So therefore, in reality, and we have seen this for many, many years in Malaysia, there will be a conflict of interest. For example, when government ministers or even the prime minister were to commit, criminal offences, and we have seen the previous Attorney General, Apandi Ali, clearing, the prime minister and all other people who are involved in one MDP from any wrongdoing. So therefore, this particular situation is no longer tenable. And I think Malaysia would be in a good place if we were to demarcate this role. The Attorney General should be a political appointee. That means he or she can sit in the cabinet or be a member of parliament and therefore be accountable. At the same time, we have a professional director of public prosecution. So the person would sit separately.
So, Eric, has that ever happened before in Malaysian history? Have we had two separate people playing two separate roles of, say, principal legal advisor to the government and another one playing public prosecutor?
No, because currently, as the constitution stands, it's one person playing a dual role. So, therefore, in order for the Pakatan Harapan government to implement this particular manifesto, it will take a bit more time because you would need to amend the constitution and also amend the criminal procedure code because it is the criminal procedure code also talks about who is the public prosecutor.
So, Eric, what's the chatter among the legal circles on the potential candidates? Basically, who's in the running?
Well, I'm not sure whether it'd be a good idea for me to put out the name.
Oh, come on, Eric! It's a new dawn for Malaysia. Breathe the air of freedom. Speak freely.
Well, that is true. But most of them are my friends, and I'm not sure I want to be seen to be lobbying for one candidate over the other.
You can give a list.
Well, I can give a list later. But I just like to state that. Personally, because LFL has come up with a statement yesterday, because this demarcation has not been done yet, it will take a bit more time because you need to make my personal view would be that it would be crucial at this moment of time, at least for a, you know, for the next couple of years, the Attorney General be appointed as soon as possible. But that person should not come, from partisan politics. And the reason is this, because the Attorney General, who is coming now, will need to go through the entire, essentially the legal system, all the cases in the Attorney General's Chamber's office. She would need to look through the entire, all the contracts, for example, the one MDP contract.
Eric, can I stop you there? The question here for the public at this point in time, who don't know the legal niceties, don't understand some of the arguments you're making, might feel a bit abstract to them. The issue for them will be this particular Attorney General seems to have conducted himself in a partisan or biased way. Those are the allegations. But how far do we really go back? I mean, is the problem only Apandi Ali, or should we look further back in history in terms of the problems of that office?
Even beyond Gani Patayal. And beyond.
Well, I think it's certainly possible to look back and then, to try to right some of the wrongs. But I think we also must move forward. So rather than going through a vichan and going through every previous conviction, all the contracts that is that is lopsided, but I think the mood of the country is to move forward. And I would urge the new Attorney General of course, you can certainly look back at some of the previous cases, and I think that is a given. But I think more importantly, you must look forward. But in looking forward, we will need someone who is extremely credible, somebody who is extremely competent. But most importantly, the person must be able to command public confidence and manage public perception that he or she, when he or she makes a particular decision, for example, whether to withdraw certain charges against previously who were opposition, but now they are in government, that these particular decisions are made correctly.
Thank you so much, Eric, for sharing your insights with us this morning. That was Eric Paulson, Executive Director of Lawyers for Liberty, essentially looking at what's needed in the role of Attorney General going forward, separating perhaps the two of one of public prosecutor and that of a legal advisor for the government.
Well, because, Eric ended on with a reference to Lim Guan Eng, essentially, who's the finance minister and also has a corruption trial hanging over him. And this, of course, will be very important. The optics of this particular move, I think, are going to be extraordinarily important for the new government. How they deal with his with the trial that he is, of course, the subject of.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be interesting. I don't know whether you guys have been, you have your own wish list. I'm sure Eric has his own wish list of Attorney General. But again,
he says some of his friends.
Wondering,
who does he hang out with?
We shall go and spy who Eric hangs out. But we're looking at two different appointees. One perhaps more, a political appointee, and the other really to bring confidence back to, the office of the public prosecutor, to make sure that office is free from any appearance of bias.
Yeah, actually, access to the AG's office in Putrajaya has been cut off. It's a complete lockdown.
That's right. His particular office. There's the phrase that was bandied for many, many years was selective prosecution. Remember?
Yes.
That was the way in which critics of the government described how that office was used. It was used to target political rivals.
Okay, well, we'll have to keep a close eye on who could be the next Attorney General. It could be just a matter of days before a new one is announced. Well, tell us what you think. If you have a wish list for this role, we have WhatsApp number 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. 7:30 News Bulletin is up next with Sabrina Magdalene. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.